Hi, everyone. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're talking about the news. A couple of news stories that have been in the news recently that we're going to talk about. You may have heard of the oil slick that happened in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana there, causing some major environmental damage. And we're also going to talk about something that Taiwan has done with these innovations, and they were applauded and recognized at the Geneva exhibition.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool inventions we're going to be talking about. There are several here that I actually want to own for myself, and I'm really proud because Taiwan really walked away with a lot of medals. We're going to brag about Taiwan and some of our smart people here, but first we're going to read through our entire article and then we'll be back to talk about it.
Massive oil slick threatens vast expanse of U.S. coast. The situation is looking bleak in the aftermath of an explosion on an offshore rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The rig sank into the ocean, causing an enormous oil spill and killing 11 of the 126 workers who were on board at the time. More than a week after the explosion, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimated that the rig was still leaking 955,000 liters of oil a day. The expanding oil slick, which rig leaser British Petroleum, BP, struggled to contain, threatened severe damage to the coasts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, as fears grew that this could become the worst ecological disaster in U.S. history. The Gulf Coast is home to species as diverse as manatees, sea turtles, dolphins, whales, and birds, as well as marshlands and seafood grounds. All of these are in serious danger from the impact of the spreading oil. Taiwan innovations applauded at Geneva exhibition. Taiwan was awarded 28 gold, 21 silver, and 10 bronze medals at the 38th International Exhibition of Inventions of Geneva, more medals than any other nation. Reinforcing Taiwan's reputation as a world leader in the field of innovative technology and new design, the island's 54 inventors received praise from global media and attracted the interest of several potential business partners. The Technology and Science Institute of Northern Taiwan walked away with 13 medals altogether. One of three golds won by TSINT was for an energy-saving nightlight that dims in response to clapping, releases sleep-inducing aromatic oils, and repels mosquitoes. Another gold medal was awarded for a skylight that airs your vehicle while doubling as an emergency escape route. Other crowd favorites included a foldable bike that transforms into a shopping basket and an electric clothes dryer designed by students of Kunshan University that knows when garments are dry and switches itself off.
Our first story is horrible, and, you know, it caused a lot of damage. It was very difficult to get this under control. We're going to tell you about it. The title here is Massive Oil Slick Threatens Vast Expanse of U.S. Coast. Oil slick, just simply oil floating on the surface of the water. And this was huge. It covered so much of our southern coast. Now, what happened is there was an explosion on an offshore rig. We'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to point out this vocabulary word here, vast. It means wide, usually an area. You could also use the word immense. And an expanse, this vast expanse of U.S. coast is being threatened by the oil slick. So this oil that is in the water is now coming onto the shore, and it's destroying a lot of things, and it's causing a big mess.
Mm-hmm. We're calling this an oil slick. When I see the word slick, it makes me think of a term we use to describe people from the city, a city slicker. Although that's a really old term, we don't really hear it so much anymore.
But there's a movie called City Slicker.
All right, that was that Billy Crystal movie,
Billy
right?
Crystal.
Mm-hmm. They went to the mountains or something and rode horses or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's a funny movie, by the way.
Okay, but in any case, we're not talking about riding horses here. We're talking about an oil spill.
Yeah.
And after you have an oil spill, you have an oil slick, which means all this oil is floating on the ocean and causing all sorts of damage. Well, we're talking about the aftermath of this explosion, and the situation is looking bleak. If something's bleak, that means, well, it's bad, and there's really nothing to look forward to. You could describe the weather as being bleak, especially in the wintertime. Oh, it's so bleak outside. Let's not go outside. It's so depressing. And the situation is bleak. It's depressing because of this aftermath, what happened after this explosion on an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, an oil rig is simply a very, very large structure. It can either be constructed on the land or the sea, and it has all the equipment that's needed for drilling oil from underground. So they're trying to get that oil from under the sea, and it's going way down low. And what happened is there was an explosion on this rig, so it blew up, and it was located in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the rig actually sank into the ocean, and as I said, it was a very large structure, and this caused an enormous oil spill. So all this oil that they were drilling for suddenly was coming up from the sea and filling the ocean. Unfortunately, there was some death that happened at the same time. 11 of the 126 workers who were on the oil rig were killed. They were on board at the time. On board is a phrase we use when someone's on a ship or a plane or even a spacecraft of some sort, like a rocket. You can also replace it with the word aboard, which is one word, A-B-O-A-R-D. So you can either say we're aboard the plane right now or we're on board the plane right now.
Or if you take a cruise, the staff might say welcome aboard to you when you get on. My goodness, I've been asked this question so many times. What do you say when you get on a bus or the train? Well, we say you get on board or on a train or on a bus. That's because you step onto it. But if you step into something and sit down right away, you get in, like in a car or in a taxi, but you get on a bus or on a train or on a plane.
But you don't get on board a bus or on board a train.
No,
oh, you know,
don't.
A train on board, we're on board.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could.
Right. But you could also say board as the verb, to board the train,
right,
to board the plane, etc. And here an oil rig, well, it's not really a boat, right? It's a standing on a platform that's perched on the bottom of the ocean. But still, it's out in the middle of the ocean, so that's why they say on board here. And there was this explosion, and more than a week after the explosion, we have this particular government organization called the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they estimated that the rig was still leaking a lot of oil. To leak means some kind of liquid comes out of something. Maybe your roof leaks in your house. So when it rains outside, water will be dripping inside, so your roof is leaking. Hopefully that's not happening to you.
I know. You can also have a gas leak, which can be very dangerous if it's inside your home, because if any sort of fire touches it, of course you'll have a big explosion, or it can kill you, a gas leak. So be careful. Well, they were leaking a lot of liters of oil a day, almost a million liters of oil a day. So picture that amount going into the water and filling the ocean and then traveling around, of course. Now, the expanding oil slick, which rig leaser British Petroleum struggled to contain, threatened to damage a lot of the coasts of several states in the U.S. Now, the company responsible for actually leasing or renting that oil rig was British Petroleum. You may have seen their logo It's a big BP in green, and they produce a lot of oil for the whole world, actually. They're a British company, of course. They tried to contain the oil to keep it from spreading, but they weren't able to do that, and it threatened severe damage to the coasts or the land along the ocean there. Now, severe means very, very strong. Maybe you have a severe storm that blows into town and causes a lot of damage. Severe can also mean serious or dangerous. Maybe you have a severe case of the flu and actually have to be hospitalized. You can use it that way too.
And all of these states here are next to the Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, maybe even Texas too. And people in these states are fearing that this could become the worst ecological disaster in U.S. history. So we had that Exxon Valdez disaster up in Alaska quite some time ago. But now we've got this thing, and this could be worse because it's really a big oil slick and it's affecting a lot of different states.
Actually, I heard the other day on the news that we've had 7 oil spills that have been worse than the Exxon Valdez. So
this
is really bad. It's probably the worst we've ever experienced.
My goodness, we've got to be careful or the whole ocean will be covered in oil.
I know.
And then we're all going to die.
Well, a lot of us, you know, survive with the ocean. There are a lot of species, of course, there. A lot of people eat seafood. This is a big problem, and it's ruining so much of the land there. The Gulf Coast is home to species as diverse as manatees that look like sea cows. Mm-hmm. How did you describe them? Like hippopotamuses that swim?
Sort of. I think they have actually got a couple of them at Ocean Park in Hualien there.
Cool.
Manatees. And, well, the Gulf Coast is home to species as diverse as manatees and other creatures. If you're home to something, that's where these things are. Mm-hmm. We could say Taiwan is home to the best cho tofu in the world. You can't eat cho tofu as good as the cho tofu in Taiwan anywhere in the world. And if you're talking about something as being diverse, that means you have a lot of different things in one place. So they have lots of different kinds of sea creatures here, including those manatees. Also sea turtles, which are really special. Dolphins, of course, they like to balance balls on their beaks or other snouts. And we've got whales who like to sing songs. And, of course, birds sing different songs. And we've also got marshlands and seafood grounds. A marshland is like a swamp or a wetland. And seafood grounds, of course, these are areas where they're producing seafood. We've got tons of those down in southern Taiwan.
Mm-hmm, we do. Now, all of these are in serious danger from the impact of the spreading oil. You've probably seen lots of photos by now of this terrible oil spill. You see a lot of pictures of birds that are covered with oil on their feathers. Things can't survive with that amount of oil damaging their habitat. We'll be back to talk about more, but right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天首先要看的第一则新闻，它的标题写着 Massive oil slick threatens vast expanse of U.S. coast. 想必各位同学都知道，在美国有一个墨西哥湾附近的近海钻油平台爆炸所产生的原油外漏的事件，那么威胁到了沿岸的地方。在这里文章的第一句提到 The situation is looking bleak in the aftermath of an explosion on an offshore rig in the Gulf of Mexico.这里呢谈到前景看来一片暗淡没有希望的，你就可以用形容词 bleak， 而片语 in the aftermath of something 指的是在某个事件之后。这里的浮游我们可以看到标题的 slick 这个字， a rig 则是指专油塔咯。同样一段的后面的句子提到More than a week after the explosion, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimated that the rig was still leaking 955,000 liters of oil a day. 其实呢，尽管在爆炸之后的一个礼拜， 他们发现呢，这个油井每天仍然漏出相当高达于95万5000公升的油。当然这样子就对附近的生态造成很大的威胁。所以在第二段中间句子提到，在这里 as fears grew that this could become the worst ecological disaster in US history. 大家都担心呢，它会成为一个生态的浩劫。 The Gulf Coast is home to species as diverse as manatees, sea turtles, dolphins, whales, and birds, as well as marshlands and seafood grounds.这里提到呢，其实墨西哥湾是许多呢非常特殊生物的家乡跟生存地。这里就可以用 be home to 来代表是某个地方的生存地。同时呢，也可以在这个地方看到很多的 marshlands 湿地以及 seafood grounds 海产的养殖地。All of these are in serious danger from the impact of the spreading oil. 而这一切呢，都因为扩散原油的影响而处于极度的危险状态当中。当我们讲到某个事物处于危险当中，你就可以说 be in danger.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more English Digest.
Welcome back, everybody. Our first news story was about that oil spill and that oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico that's causing severe damage to the coasts of different states there. Well, now let's have some good news about Taiwan and its achievements in the world of innovations, or maybe you could call those inventions. And Taiwan innovations have been applauded at this exhibition in Geneva, Switzerland.So, let's talk about this now, shall we, Stephanie?
Let's do that. Now, an innovation is typically used to talk about improving something that already exists. And then an invention is completely brand new. No one's ever thought of it. Nowadays, we're getting a lot of great innovations to our cell phones.The cell phone's been around a long time, right? Well, They're continuing to update it, upgrade it. Those are innovations. An invention, of course, has never been around before. And people who do these sort of innovations and inventions are called inventors. They're very creative. And these innovations have been applauded at the Geneva exhibition. If you applaud something, you can literally clap your hands. You're telling someone you really approve of the work they did or their performance, but you can also use it in a figurative way to say you just really admire what someone's been doing. And sometimes we applaud people's performances or work or something they produce by giving them awards. Yay!
Yeah, and you could also say these innovations have been recognized. Mm-hmm. They've been awarded at this exhibition held in Geneva, Switzerland.Well, my goodness, Taiwan got all sorts of medals here. Mm-hmm. Taiwan was awarded 28 gold medals, 21 silver, and 10 bronze medals. My goodness, that's more medals than they win in the Olympics. And this all took place at the 38th International Exhibition of Inventions of Geneva. So that's where this takes place.In Geneva, Switzerland, and Taiwan won more medals than any other nation, including Japan or mainland China or Korea. Taiwan just whipped them all.
Oh, that so rocks. Yay, Taiwan. Well, it sort of just reinforced Taiwan's reputation as a world leader in this field of innovative technology and new design. When you reinforce something, you make it stronger or you strengthen it. So we know by this sentence that Taiwan already had a really good reputation as being very creative and even a world leader in technology. So that's a wonderful compliment. And the word's getting around. People are no longer saying, where's Taiwan or what? Taiwan where? Oh, no, they know that Taiwan produces really cool technology.
Well, I think people are still confusing Taiwan and Thailand, but it's happening less and less because Taiwan is putting itself on the map because of these innovations. So again, Taiwan does have a reputation as a world leader in the field of innovative technology and new design. Now in Taiwan, we have 54 inventors who received praise from global media, and they also attracted the interest of several potential business partners. So if you receive praise, that means people compliment you, they like what you've done. And this is global media, so different news organizations in different countries wrote stories and produced TV programs about these inventions. And, of course, because of this, it attracted the attention of several potential business partners. Now, potential means it might happen. So these companies in different countries are looking for business opportunities. They want to sell products, and they're looking to Taiwan thinking, hey, we like your idea. Can you produce it for us so we can sell it in the European market or the North American market? These are potential business partners.
Now, one particular institution that walked away with a lot of medals is the Technology and Science Institute of Northern Taiwan. They did very, very well. They walked away with 13 medals altogether. This was just this one school. Now, when you walk away with something, we use that phrase to talk about how you managed to win something pretty easily. You could say, the last lotto drawing, the lucky winner walked away with a prize of $1 million. So you managed to win something. Now, one of the three gold medals that was won by TSINT, or this institute or school, was for an energy-saving nightlight. It's a light you plug in at night, and it dims in response to clapping. When you dim, it just means you're lowering the force or strength of something. We usually use it when we're talking about dimming the lights. So you want the lights to be less bright. So this particular light's kind of cool. It dims if you clap. So all you have to do is clap, and it tells it, oh, now it's time to reduce the light.
Okay, well, I hope it doesn't do something if you whistle or something like that. Or,
maybe.
Or maybe if you clip your fingernails, might make a strange sound. But in any case, this particular light will also release sleep-inducing aromatic oils. Oh, boy, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you release something, you let it go. Like if you have an animal in a cage, you want to release it and let it go. It will emit or release these sleep-inducing oils. Something induces something when it causes it to happen. So maybe people have trouble falling asleep. They've got too many things on their minds, or the neighbors are making too much noise. But these oils will help you sleep. They will induce sleep. They will bring it around.
Aromatic means they smell good. They're not smelly or stinky oils. They really have a wonderful fragrant smell. It also can repel mosquitoes or push them away. That's what repel means, push something back. Now, another gold medal was awarded for a skylight. The skylight is installed in a vehicle or your car, and it airs your vehicle or exposes your vehicle to more air. So air comes in and circulates. It also doubles as an emergency escape route. Skylight is usually in the roof of the car, or if you have a house with a skylight, it'll be in the ceiling so you can see up to the sky and through the roof. It's beautiful. Now, you double as something when you can perform two things at the same time. So it not only brings in fresh air into your car, it doubles or works as an emergency escape route. Emergency just means you're in a crisis situation that demands immediate attention. You can't delay because you're in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. So what are some other inventions that were favorites?
Well, we have a foldable bike that transforms into a shopping basket. It can change into a shopping basket, which to me seems kind of confusing because if you ride to the market on your bike and you buy the products, then you fold the bike into the basket, then how are you going to ride back if you're bicycle is a basket.
Yeah, so, you have to take the bus.
Yeah, I guess. Or one or the other. You just have to bring a different basket. Or, I don't know, maybe you can ride it at the same time. Who knows? We also have an electric clothes dryer. And this was designed by students of Kunshan University. This particular electric clothes dryer knows when your garments or articles of clothing are dry, and then it switches itself off or turns itself off in order to save electricity. I guess it's got a sensor in there, and if they don't detect any moisture, then they know the clothes are dry, and then the dryer just turns off.
Kind of cool. Okay, everybody, someone else who's kind of cool is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
接下来要看的这则消息，它的标题写着Taiwan Innovations Applauded at Geneva Exhibition. 这里的 applauded 是 VPP 表示被动，这一群台湾的创意家在日内瓦的发明展当中获得了赞赏。我们首先来看到第一段中间，前面提到了我们呢获奖相当的多， Reinforcing Taiwan's reputation as a world leader in the field of innovative technology and new design, the island's 54 inventors received praise from global media and attracted the interest of several potential business partners. 我们首先来看到 reinforce 其实是有加强或者是使什么更之强烈的意思。所以这样子的获奖的战绩呢，加强了台湾呢，身为是这种创新科技跟新设计的一个世界领导地位的声誉。除此之外呢，还得到了许多的 media, 也就是世界的媒体的赞赏，而且也吸引了 several potential business partners, 一些潜在的生意伙伴的兴趣。第二段则是说到了像是北台湾科技技术学院，他们到底发明了哪些获奖的东西。首先提到的是An energy-saving nightlight that dims in response to clapping, releases sleep-inducing aromatic oils, and repels mosquitoes. 在这里呢，这所谓的省电夜灯可以呢，回应你的拍手呢，来变暗，同时它也会散发出呢一些可以促进睡眠的芳香精油，当然最好的还能够 repels mosquitoes, 驱赶蚊子。除此之外呢，还有一面天窗可以呢不但让车内空气流通，还可以当作是紧急逃生的一个处所。而后面还提到了像是 a foldable bike that transforms into a shopping basket, 还有一个可折叠式的脚车可以转换成为购物篮，还提到了 an electric clothes dryer, 一个电动的干衣机，它可以知道衣服何时干，而且自动关闭。而后面所提到的 a foldable bike 以及 an electric clothes dryer,则是由昆山科技大学学生所设计出来的新产品。
Well, thanks for joining us today. We need to wrap up. We're out of time. Please come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Goodbye.